Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. And as you become the creator, the writer of your own destiny, here in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. I want you to know you're in the right spot. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. What's up, you guys? It's April Fool's Day. So, what is the history of April Fool's Day? Because I think it's kind of, it's interesting. I've never looked it up. But when I went to Google, I mean, it's kind of murky, okay? But it's been around for centuries. And one of the most popular theories I traced back to 16th century France, okay? This is King Charles adopted the Gregorian calendar, and he moved the start of the new year from April 1st to January 1st. And I guess not everybody got the memo because people continue to celebrate on April 1st. So they became the butt of jokes. And the French, I guess, weren't the only ones getting in on April Fools. Across Europe, it was a day of merriment, mischief. They were telling pranks and basically causing a lot of chaos wherever they went. And I can relate to that. In Scotland, when I did the Google search, I found Hunt the Gowk Day. That's Scottish word for the cuckoo bird. So I guess it's like snipe hunting. You send people on a wild goose chase. England, again, it's just pranks and hoaxes. In America, again, pranks and hoaxes. But there's no, I couldn't nail down any specific idea of where it came from. But here we go. I know you're going to be on social media today, so unleash all of the I'm pregnant jokes, which it's not obvious, guys. It's not obvious, but it's really pretty obvious. Today's podcast is not about April Fools. We're definitely going to talk about some neuroplasticity. This is Microdose Monday. So let's start with another little lesson here. Okay. What is neuroplasticity? Okay. This is your brain's version of basically a badass superhero power. Neuroplasticity is the ability for your brain to adapt, to change, to reorganize itself through life in response to new experiences, to learning, to environmental influences. And if I was going to dumb this down a little bit, I would just say it's your brain's way of saying, hey, I'm not set in stone. I can grow. I can evolve. I can kick ass just like you. Okay. This is like the brain's remodeling crew. If I can get you to just put up that image of, you know, your brain's constantly tearing down old pathways and then it builds new one in their place. So that autopilot, when I tell you guys, you're just kind of, you know, on autopilot, that's it. You're just stuck in old pathway patterns. So whether it's learning a new skill or recovering from injury or adapting to changes in your environment, neuroplasticity is what allows our brains to stay nimble, to be flexible, and basically to stay ready to take on whatever life is throwing at us. So next time you feel like your brain is stuck in a rut, if you can kind of wake up and get into that awareness of like, man, I've just been living Groundhog Day over and over. I'm on the hamster wheel. Neuroplasticity is your secret weapon if you're looking for brain power. So you have to embrace it. You have to be intentional. You have to nurture it. And then you can watch as your brain transforms into the superhero it was always meant to be. And naturally, if you want to enhance new signals in your brain to improve neuroplasticity, you want to unleash the full power of your brain, you can get into some brain training. So what are some kick-ass ways to enhance the new signals? You're going to challenge your brain by learning something new, whether it's a new skill or a hobby, playing an instrument, speaking a new language. Maybe you want to weave baskets. I don't know, learn something new, because this is going to force your brain to create new neural connections, okay, and adapt to unfamiliar tasks. The brain is so fucking amazing. If you just spent a couple of days just learning about the brain, I mean, you're literally going to be doing exactly what I'm talking about, but it's also a lot of knowledge that it soaks in, and then you realize how much we do take our brains for granted. But you've got to feed your brain, okay? Just like muscles, it needs the fuel to function. So we're looking for, you know, brain boosting nutrients. You want your omega-3s, you want your omega-3 fatty acids, you want your antioxidants, you want your vitamins. And my family's favorite line from me is drink your fucking water. Okay. You can't forget to hydrate. Water is rocket fuel for your brain. Something else that is really important if you want to naturally work on the neuroplasticity is that you need to sleep. Your brain does its serious housekeeping while you're snoozing, okay? It consolidates memories, it flushes out toxins, recharges batteries. So make sure you're getting plenty of sleep. It's essential for optimal brain function and that neuroplasticity. I just like that word, okay? It makes me feel smart, and I think we all should know what it is. So when you're talking to people about microdosing and you're like, hey, I keep tuning in to Listen Bitch, and every Monday she's talking about this and how much it's changed her life and how much it can help people, you can start sounding super smart just by throwing in neuroplasticity, okay? But we'll get to the effects of psilocybin on neuroplasticity here in a second. What I want you to do naturally, whether you're microdosing or not, I want you to continue to use all of these natural tips. Okay. You've got to challenge yourself. Don't settle for the status quo. That's what everyone is doing. I want you to challenge yourself, especially this week. I just want you to challenge yourself to think outside of the box, to solve problems creatively and push your limits, whether it's tackling a fucking puzzle that's driving you insane. That's exactly where I'm at. And basically it's been sitting for a week. I just haven't made the time to get to it. But maybe you need to engage in a lively debate or explore new ideas. Challenge your brain. That's what keeps it sharp. That's what keeps it nimble. And that's what keeps it ready for action. And there's something else that I think is really important too. And I'm feeling this. I'm definitely feeling this. I love being a stay-at-home mom. I really do. But I was probably having the greatest time when I got out of here a couple nights a week to Barton, because I was able to be social and not from the perspective of being on a Zoom. There's something that you miss energetically connecting to people, you know, through electronics rather than face to face. I mean, we are social creatures. Our brains thrive on that connection and interaction. So you've got to make time for meaningful relationships, engage in those conversations, start them, start having the deep, crazy talks. In fact, if you're on my email list this week, I will send out a list of, you know, random questions to just inspire deeper conversations. And you can, you know, make your friends think you've gone off your rocker by just throwing these questions out there. You can use them to improve your relationship, whatever that is. But I'll send that if you're on my email list at brandonlinette.com. You should be there anyway, bitch. Okay. But just engaging in those conversations, surround yourself with people who light your soul on fire, the people that will challenge you. Your brain thanks you for it. You know, because I can't be outside of the home right now, I'm doing different things to feed my soul. Every morning I'm listening to something on YouTube free of charge from the Master Key Society. I think all of them have been so inspiring. It's been an incredible journey to just bring me closer to the I Am. And if you are someone who has read the Bible, I Am is God. God is the I Am. So I'm embracing my connection to Him by growing who I am through Him. So it's been great, but just expanding my brain on different perspectives from different thought leaders and being able to bring that back to the feet of Jesus has been amazing. I know we're coming off Easter weekend. That it hit me different this year. It's a big deal. And I don't know what has made it so pivotal. I don't know if it's because I'm finally stepping into my power. I've let go of the bullshit. I've gotten on track with things. I stopped wanting to conform to the world. I realized I've been gatekeeping. I was selling out basically without even realizing it. So I guess waking up in that awareness, getting closer to Him, it just made all of this last week, you know, very sentimental to me, very emotional, very, you know, everyone's like, you know, wait till Sunday, Jesus has risen. But I think we really take for granted the sacrifice he made. And I love that I get to feed my brain and my soul at the same time. So if you are looking for inspiring stuff, maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, you can't get out, but you know, you need to feed your soul a little bit. I'm telling you, about an hour and a half, I listen to these guys every single day. It does a lot for me. It does a lot for my brain. And then when I'm doing my, you know, 75 hard walk outside, it's a 45-minute workout outside. It's my space for creativity. I start, you know, getting these downloads. I start getting these ideas so I can see the growth in my brain from feeding my soul. And it's simple, you guys. You're not having to go do anything crazy. You're not having to go buy an expensive ass class. You literally just tune in and do the things. And I think another pivotal point of your daily habits would be tuning into this podcast. So make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you never miss an episode Monday through Friday. I'm here for you guys, and I'm excited. Tomorrow we have a guest, you guys. It's the first guest episode. I'm going to start doing those on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I want your feedback. I want you to leave an honest written out review. Clicking a star is great. I appreciate that. You know, there's quite a few star reviews, but the magic, the money, if you really want to pay for this value that you're getting, those written reviews mean a lot to me. And the same thing, if you've gotten my books at onceuponatimebitches.com, those written reviews mean everything. I know it takes a little bit of your time, but maybe just think about the gratitude of the time I'm willing to put in here for you guys. I put time and money into this podcast. It's not monetized. There's no sort of, you know, financial kickback whatsoever. Literally cost me money. So, if you're grateful for this podcast, leave some reviews. That is a great way to help keep the podcast going, to help get it in front of other people, because eventually there will be a point where it needs to bring in money, right? This is so much info. It's incredible information. You get to hang out with me 5 days a week where you can feel inspired. You're going to walk away full. You're going to question yourself. You're going to wake up. You're going to take massive responsibility for your life. I think, you know, that's priceless. So take some time, or y'all could just send me some money on Cash App at Brandon Lynette and buy me a cup of chai tea. I'll appreciate that. So I gave you ways to enhance new signals in your brain. Okay. Some quick tips and advice on how to continue that skill, how to grow this, because it is definitely something that takes work. It's like that muscle. You have to keep working it to get it to grow. But those are ways that you signal your brain, and that's how you supercharge that neuroplasticity. Whether you're learning something new, staying active, feeding your brain, getting the sleep, challenging yourself, staying social, the power to unlock your brain's full potential is in your hands. It is up to you. So here you are again with a chance to become your own superhero, and everything that you need is inside of you. You have it all. So how does psilocybin kick in when we're talking about neuroplasticity? And psilocybin, if you don't know, that's the magical mushroom that is making waves in the world of neuroscience. Okay. I mean, the research is off the chain. Every week when I go in to see if there's anything new, I'm seeing shit pop up everywhere. Like, holy shit, you guys, Utah just legalized or decriminalized any psychedelic, actually. Which I think is huge, because it just opens up the gateway for a lot more places to open up. So if you do not have a weed guy that can connect you to a mushroom guy, or maybe knows a mushroom guy, I do know a mushroom guy, and he let me know this week that this current supply is limited. So if you are ready to start your journey, I get to be the middleman. He is in an area in Michigan that is decriminalized, so he can ship this discreetly to your home. I promise the DEA is not going to follow your little package of psilocybin, but very discreet. There's not a big red flag on there that says, hey, this is, you know, a hallucinogenic, it's illegal, buy me, whatever. So complete discretion, you guys. I respect your privacy. There is nothing. I don't tell him who you are and I don't tell you who he is. But it is a way to get started. So if you are open to that, make sure you look in the podcast bio. There should be a link to get you started. Yeah, don't miss out on this because there will be a little bit of a wait here for the next batch of his psilocybin. So anyway, it's making waves in the world of neuroscience. There's a huge movement getting it decriminalized in a lot of places. It may even be that way where you are now. But let's go down the rabbit hole and explore the mind-bending benefits of psilocybin on neuroplasticity, okay? Number one, it breaks down barriers. It has a way of breaking down the barriers between different parts of your brain, okay? So this immediately allows for increased communication and connectivity between neural networks, okay? This enhanced connectivity leads to greater creativity, insight, and problem-solving abilities. I can attest to all of that. That is exactly what has happened in my life. And it's not something you feel immediately. It is, but it isn't. Like you're just suddenly, there is a shift. There's a shift, but it's not like you're experiencing, you know, this body high or, you know, even a buzz in the brain. It's wild. It shakes things up. It has a knack for shaking things up in the brain. It disrupts those old patterns of thought and behavior and opens the door to new perspectives and possibilities. That part was immediate. I'm not reactive. Absolutely not reactive. During 75 hard, I'm back on my strict schedule of 4 days on, 3 days off. And I see that. I see already how I'm seeing a different perspective on things. It is like a mirror for everything I'm feeling and experiencing, even emotions that don't feel good to me. Stuff that, you know, normally we don't want to feel, I can let it come without becoming it. So I've had some of those emotions this week, you know, just not exactly 100% happy with, you know, the schedule that my husband and I are in, and it weighs on me, but being able to communicate that without freaking out or without, you know, any blame or becoming emotional, just being able to say how I feel without it becoming a thing is huge for me. They used to make everything a thing and it was always the end of the world. It was like, oh my God, well, we have to break up. My brain would go to that every single time. I don't even, you know, it's been years, you guys, since I've had that, you know, fight or flight instinct to run when I feel threatened or when I feel like things aren't going my way or, you know, I'm not getting needs met on places that, you know, I didn't communicate that expectation. Now I can communicate exactly what I need without falling into that victim mentality. But this is so beneficial for people. If you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it allows you to break free from that negative thought pattern, whatever it is, because the people get addicted to stress and drama as well. They get addicted to that, like, you know, fight or flight endorphin rush. People get addicted to that. This will break up that pattern so that you can embrace, you know, that more positive outlook. It's easier to become, the word is stoic. You know, it's easier to become stoic where emotion is not part of the game. Nothing really flies in life until you put emotion behind it. So if you can allow your feelings to just kind of breathe through, you don't go through this, you know, emotional roller coaster. You just kind of see it, you feel it, you heal it, you release it. And a lot of what I do, especially if I'm feeling that bad emotion, is I ask myself this beautiful question that I've learned from my thought leaders is, how can I approach this with love? You know, when I'm talking to my husband, which, you know, our season is just a season and I know that, but when you're in the thick of it, you guys know that's the hardest, right? You're in the eye of the storm and you can't really see where the storm ends. All I know, and something that, you know, the psilocybin has helped me to understand, is that it does end. The season will end, the storm will pass. I know that. But in the eye of the storm, we usually like freak out and we spiral out of control and we get inside our head. And now this is just a way for me to be able to see that there will be a light at the end of the tunnel and I don't get lost in, you know, that blame. How can I look at this with love? because it's not like we're trying to hurt each other through this process. It's, you know, absolutely, my husband is not trying to make sure that we are ships passing in the night. That is not his intention. He is, you know, supporting a big family, you know, on his own. That's a big deal. So I need to have that perspective. I want to have that perspective of like, how can I support him through this without feeling sorry for myself? You know, without feeling like, oh, this is great. He's doing all these things, but what about me? How can I love myself through that? Because that doesn't feel good either if I just am not giving us both that grace. So psilocybin has allowed me to step back and not spiral, to step back and not start let other, you know, what we do when we're in the eye of the storm is we start letting those little things build up to big things and we start freaking out and not get to the core issue. I know the core issue. We're in the eye of a fucking storm. We are. And, you know, I don't have that social aspect in my life anymore. I don't have that outside, you know, source to fill my cup. I'm working through that. I work through that. And I do that by allowing myself the love to know like, oh, this kind of sucks, but girl, I love you. I love you. I'm proud of you for doing this. You're in a season where you're kind of needed here more than you're, you know, needed there. I love that I can see the perspective of I've got my husband's back. He's out there, you know, doing the things for his family and he doesn't have to worry about us. He knows his babies are in the best hands ever. Like he can do what he needs to do and not have to think twice about me holding it down here. And I love that I can give that to him. And in turn, I know that he knows that I love to be able to go in the account and pay bills and not have to worry about the check. The check is there. He's doing the work and it's the system. But our emotions come in there, and how can you face this with love? And not just, you know, shaking things up, not just changing that pattern, but psilocybin rewires your brain. It promotes that neuroplasticity by stimulating the growth of new neural connections. Okay. This is the most important part of what psilocybin brings into anyone's life is that it creates new connections. So if you wake up and you're like, oh my God, I keep doing the same shit over and over and I don't want to keep doing this. You keep finding yourself in this pattern of, you know, self-destruction or depression or, you know, pushing people away or, you know, blowing up relationships, just self-sabotage like a motherfucker. If this is you, you need to reach out to me right now. You need to get into this link. I make sure you have specific instructions. I coach you through the process. You have nothing to be afraid of except waking up and doing the same thing tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day and never progressing in life, never really coming into the full awareness of who you are as a creator, who you are in connection with the I am. That's what you need. So it's that new connections, okay? New connections, new pathways. And don't take my word for this. You guys can go do your fucking research and you can see, you can watch videos of a brain. You know, there's a lot of places I could point you to do the research, but you can find this where you can see it's actually creating new pathways. They used to think this was not possible. Okay. This was not possible. It is possible. And I'm going to tell you guys, if you don't use it, you lose it. If you are not trying to naturally create new pathways, and if you're not, you know, taking on that gift of microdosing psilocybin to create those new pathways, you are missing out. This is what leads to improved learning. This is what, you know, enhances your memory and your cognitive function. And then you've got, you know, your enhanced creativity and adaptability. That means, you know, when your world gets turned upside down and, you know, you're suddenly finding yourself as a stay-at-home mom after living the life of your dreams, you're back at home. It helps you adapt to that without losing your mind. Okay. It helps you have a different perspective to be able to see from the outside and not just think about yourself. We are selfish ass creatures, even on the pattern of self-destruction. Whether it's you're selfish because you're going to keep yourself stuck and stagnant and kill yourself for other people because you think there's some kind of metal for that, There's not, by the way, there's no gold star for suffering. Okay. That you're not going to get a badge for that. God's not going to pat you on the back and be like, all right, Meredith, you let everybody walk all over you. You killed yourself for these people. Congratulations. No, he's not even going to know who you are because you didn't step into the power of who you were and who you are with the I am in connection to God. He's not even going to know you. That's going to be a problem for you. Okay. So you have to wake up. You have to wake up. You have to be willing to be adaptable in your situations. You have to be willing to enhance your creativity, to step into your awareness and to step outside of the suffering. Something that I know because of the research I've done, I don't have PTSD. I don't have, you know, severe trauma. But people that are struggling with this, with the trauma or the PTSD, psilocybin is a game changer. Okay. It promotes neuroplasticity and disrupts the fear response in the brain. Okay. What that fear response, you know, who else has a fear response? People that have made anxiety their identity. Okay. So if this is you, this helps. So psilocybin has the potential to help you process and heal from past traumas in a profound, transformative way. Not a way that talk therapy is going to help you, not even a way that my cat therapy can help you. Okay. There are just some things that talking about it can't do. It's actually creating new pathways that shift the game for you. Having a new perspective suddenly just be at the core of who you are changes everything. It expands your consciousness, opens the doors of perception. It allows you to tap into that higher state of awareness and understanding. So this is where, like, I feel that expanded consciousness. I have expanded my spiritual experience. I feel that connection to the I am. I feel the greatness and, you know, just the obligation of stepping into the power of I am, because that's my birthright. I feel that. But if you suddenly have this sense of connection, it is like a warm hug. It is like the minute you start microdosing, God wraps you up and he's like, all right, babe, let's go. Let's go. Let's walk down the path with Jesus and find our way to who we really are. It enhances that connection. Whether, you know, it's breaking down barriers, shaking things up, rewiring the brain, healing your trauma, expanding consciousness, psilocybin has the potential to unlock new levels of human potential, new levels of who you are. And it's going to reshape the way you think about the mind and the way you think about the world around you. And listen, bitch. You have to dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be. Own your shit and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment. Ask yourself how you can be love in the moment. Flawed, fantastic. You're a fucking beautiful badass. This is Brandon Lynette here reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You are in the arena. Keep swinging.